My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Everything you've got, you keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you wanna go for a spin, the party's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
We had a blast with you on Friday, the 5th birthday party for this show. Want to thank every single one of you who came to the Sam Adams Tap Room. I know that our queen of social media is hoping for some photos.
Yes, local legends with an S, GHS at gmail.com. I've received some so far, but I would love to get, you know, all the photos you have.
All right. Yeah. If you were there on Friday celebrating the 5th birthday of this show, then we would love your photos so we can add them to the photo array that airs on the Twitch feed of this program. And thank you to those who are already up early and watching on Twitch or on YouTube. YouTube audience for this show growing rapidly.
All right.
I've noticed that there are a lot of people who have been watching the show on YouTube lately, so thank you for that. And of course, thank you for listening, whether you listen on any of the radio stations that we have assembled all over New England, or you stream this show at WEEI.com, or you listen on the Odyssey app. Wiggy is off today. He will be back tomorrow for day one of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is happening at Fenway Park, as it always does. But we got some leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Two-part lead for me. Obviously, Team USA men's basketball taking gold. Unbelievable. Steph Curry going off for 24 in that gold medal game. Unbelievable. So France is probably feeling a little bit hurt. What's even worse is Steph Curry is hitting them where it hurts, their food. McDonald's has announced that they are going to take the curry sauce off of their menu for a 4-year minimum due to Steph Curry going off in the gold medal game.
What a petty move by McDonald's by the French version of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing it here.
No.
Only over there.
Huh. Their McDonald's France posted it on Instagram. So now, very interesting.
I got to tell you, not a fan of curry in general in food.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't like a good Thai curry?
Not really, no.
Oh, it's so good.
No, I like the Thai peanut sauce, but I'm not a fan of the curry.
Yeah, I lean on your side a bit, Greg.
You do?
I would not go out of my way to get curry.
Yeah.
If I had to pick, I would pick the peanut sauce over curry, but yeah. I do like a curry sauce.
When I was in London, I found the best yellow Thai curry in the business. It was absolutely dynamite. Electric.
Who are you?
It was so good,
Greg. You used to sit down and be happy with a giant bag of French fries.
And a block of cheese.
I still would be. Yeah, I still would be, but just because I like to experiment and try different varieties of foods, Greg.
Your mashed potatoes used to taste like fiberglass. Now you're looking for yellow curry in other parts of the world.
Well, it was funny. I kid you not, I walked into a pub in London, and we were just trying to get some food, wanted a quick dinner before we went out for the evening. And so I asked the guy at the bar, I said, hey, what's the best stuff on your menu? He goes, well, our chefs are from Thailand, so the best thing we have on the menu is curry. And I said, sir, I will take one of your yellow curry. And it was amazing. Right. It was so good.
Did you say cheerio at the end?
Nope. No, okay. No, I did not.
All right.
I didn't say cheers.
That's good. Second part of my lead.
Yeah.
Douche move, LeBron James. I don't know if you saw this.
Yes.
After they won, they went out to celebrate. Mitch has the video for those watching on Twitch and on YouTube. A kid wants to take a photo with LeBron.
Like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, very young.
Whatever. Yeah.
And he berates him, says like, no, stop, stop, stop. No, you're not going to do that. And walks away. The poor kid, and the kid from a different angle puts his hand on his heart like, okay, I'm so sorry.
What a jackass.
Yeah. Very, very
really,
douche move.
Like, are you kidding me? It's one kid. It's not like there's a group of them around and it would have led to some kind of stampede where people are trying to take selfies. It's one little kid. LeBron gets out of his SUV or whatever. There's one little kid there like, hey, please, Mr. James, may I have a photo? And he, like, absolutely Heisman's the kid.
Embarrasses the kid.
It's awful.
Yeah, and that restaurant that they went to, that is, like, the place where all the paparazzi are. People stand out there all day to see celebrities go in and out. So this poor kid is sitting there probably waiting for hours for Team USA to pull up. And for LeBron James to treat him like that, terrible, terrible look.
He's such a jackass. I'm sorry. Great basketball player, but such a jerk. Can anybody justify that? Is there any reason?
I mean, Wiggy would be right now. He'd be saying, how many kids does he have to take a photo with? We don't know what he was coming from. There is no defense of just literally the time it took him to go like this and Heisman him would have been the same time to take a photo.
Just lean in for a quick picture with a kid. Like, it would take you 5 seconds.
Not even. Just go, hey, okay, move
Courtney,
on.
Great, great Olympic wrap-up from you, lead-wise. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So we have major problems in America. We don't have to list them right now. But Delta is on the tip of the spear when it comes to fixing problems that need to be fixed. Their top DEI officer has announced that they will jettison ladies and gentlemen when the flight attendant greets passengers boarding Delta flights. Some people are offended by being referred to as a lady.
Okay.
Or a gentleman.
All right.
And
will they say guys and gals? Probably not.
Well, they're taking a hard look at things like our gatehouse and flight announcements. You know, we welcome ladies and gentlemen, and we've asked ourselves, is that as gender inclusive as we want it to be?
Okay.
You know, we're looking at some legacy language that exists.
Mm-hmm.
So when they land in Atlanta and they walk out, do they see bathrooms? Are there names on those bathrooms? It says men's, ladies, or women. I would say for Delta and every airline, before you worry about the words you use, which you've used for generations, I would worry about ensuring passengers have the ability to get where they want to go without witnessing a brawl or being forced to sleep on the ground of an airport because your flight's delayed 7 hours. I would just focus on that before I got
to
this
point.
That would
be the first thing you'd focus on.
But call me crazy, but we do live in the dumbest time of human history.
Well, the way people are when traveling, maybe they should just say, good morning, savages. Have at it and fight each other for the best seat, and we'll land when it's appropriate.
That's why I'm a big fan of the y'all, Greg. It just encompasses
all inclusive.
All inclusive.
Yeah, you do like y'all.
I do. It's just easy. It's
good
quick.
Morning, my neighbors. Okay. Inclusive.
Yes, good morning, my neighbors would be a way in which they could greet everybody.
But this is another thing.
All Delta flights.
Would anybody notice it if they just stopped and they said good morning?
No.
So, like, instead of announcing that you're doing this, you could just shift it.
You could.
And people would just go on their merry way and never notice the difference.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, Curtis. Great lead.
Thank you.
There is an issue, apparently, on a beach in Canada. And with summer coming to an end, I hate saying that. Do we only have 2 weeks left until Labor Day?
Yes.
How sad is that?
Happened too
so,
quick.
I'm sure
best summer of my lifetime, by the way, here.
What do you mean,
weather-wise?
Yeah.
It has been an unbelievable summer. It's gorgeous out there today. Yesterday was beautiful.
Perfect. Last night, with the humidity left, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. So I'm sure you're trying to get beach time in. There is an issue that is so bad on one beach in Toronto that a politician felt the need to address it with the public. And apparently there is an issue when it comes to how many bathrooms there are at the beach. And I can't believe this, but people in Canada have been going to the bathroom. Number two is probably the best way to describe it. Digging a hole, going number two, and then covering it up on the beach in Canada.
That's disgusting.
What?
I mean, wouldn't you... We can hear from the politician. Wouldn't you just leave the beach area?
Oh, my God. Thank God you said that. And I thought you were going a different way and saying, what? Wouldn't you do like an aqua dump?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Which is equally as disgusting.
Aqua dump? I've never heard that before.
No, people that want to normalize aqua dumps need to go to jail.
Wait, do people want to normalize that?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yes, I've heard so many people that are like, oh yeah, very normal. No, that's not normal.
No, it's not.
No.
So this is Doug Ford, elected official from Toronto.
Wasn't that the old mayor's last name, the crazy guy?
Yes, it was. Here's what he had to say.
They don't have 100% proof, but we've given, by the way, we've given Wasaga Beach $1 million. They have no proof that people are pooping in the park, per se. I think people are respectful enough that, folks, don't be pooping on the beach. Simple as that.
Oh,
it goes without saying, doesn't it?
And covering it up, like you don't know where you're walking.
Like, how lazy are people? Get in your car and drive to a gas station or something. If the bathrooms that are there are occupied, I mean, you're ruining the beach experience. Some poor child, like trying to build a sandcastle later on. I mean,
what point is this even past the like? No, you don't poop in the sand on a public beach. What is wrong with people? Could you imagine you're setting up your umbrella and you're looking to your right and the guy's just dropping a deuce?
Oh,
yeah.
Gross.
Like my mom, the late Susan Hill used to say, you don't live in a barn. Like she used to say that to me, shut the door, you don't live in a barn. And don't poop in the sand. She used to say that also. All right. Well, those are this morning's leads. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And speaking of sports, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Want to normalize aqua dumps?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox fell to the Astros 10-2 yesterday, getting swept at home by Houston. A bad weekend that was made worse when Nesson's Hot Mike picked up Jaron Duran using a homophobic slur at a fan. After the game, he did issue a statement that read, "During tonight's game, I used a truly horrific word when responding to a fan. I feel awful knowing how many people I offended and disappointed. I apologize to the entire Red Sox organization, but more importantly, to the entire LGBTQ community. Our young fans are supposed to be able to look up to me as a role model, but tonight I fell short of that responsibility. I will use this opportunity to educate myself and my teammates and to grow as a person."
Yeah, I mean, you would think Jarren Duran at this point is past the point of responding to fans. I mean, it didn't seem like it was an egregious insult that was hurled in his direction. The fan apparently said something to the effect of, "You need a tennis racket to hit the baseball."
Yeah.
And doesn't seem like that would be the thing that would send him over the edge. I mean, I wasn't an attack on his mom or his family or, no. I mean, I don't know. So is that it? Do people expect the Red Sox to do more? Do they want some kind of suspension? Is that it? Did they apologize? And
The Red Sox released a statement as well. I think that this is probably it.
Okay.
Like he said, he's going to use this opportunity to, you know, work on himself, to educate himself and his teammates, and I hope he does so.
Okay.
The guys will try to turn the page tonight, welcoming the Rangers to Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. The closing ceremony took place yesterday at the Paris Games after both the U.S. men's basketball team and the women's soccer team both took gold. The U.S. won the Olympics with 126 total medals. They tied with China for gold with 40. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. So right here in Boston, 64 degrees, gorgeous day. Little humidity, going to be a high approaching 80 with beautiful, abundant sunshine. But Greg, I have some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
You had a lovely Greg Hill Show golf tournament this past spring.
Yes.
On the island of Bermuda.
To benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
And we spoke with every member of the tourism board on the show.
Yes.
And they couldn't have been more excited to have you there. Well, I think they may have buyer's remorse, because as of right now, Tropical Cyclone 5 at the National Hurricane Center has a cone of uncertainty. But dead in the middle of the projected track of what will eventually become Hurricane or Ernesto,
yeah,
is the island of Bermuda.
No.
Oh.
Could be catastrophic.
Not
if it does what some prognosticators and forecasters are predicting.
That is bad news. I hope they are battening down the hatches at the Swizzle Inn, Courtney.
I agree.
Your favorite place.
Truly. And if something happens to that island, I will be on the first flight over there
to help. Okay.
Because those people are the nicest people in the entire world.
They are.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yep.
They welcome, unlike some places, they welcome those who are visiting.
Yes.
In Bermuda. All right. Thoughts and prayers for them, Curtis.
So hopefully the Greg Hill jinx does not actually take down the beautiful island of Bermuda.
Let's hope not. All right, Curtis. Thank you. That's your weather. We will be back with They Said It. And we will certainly talk about when Gerard Mayo says big time, big money, free agents will want to come to New England again.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.